when I saw you in Syracuse the other day, you talked about this POKE principle, P-O-K-E. Talk about that acronym and each letter in it and a little bit about each one, if you would.
The old POKE scale. So here we go. Passion, opinion, knowledge, entertainment. And right off the bat, a credit to my friend Adam Shine, who is a Syracuse University grad. He is a host on a SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio. I'm sure many people listening know who Adam Shine is. Adam lives by that philosophy, and I know that Adam got that from Eric Spitz, who is a longtime radio executive as well. But Adam is the one who really has explained it the best and has really laid it out there. And once I heard him describe it, you know, when I do my show, Jay, I'm very traditional, and I have notes and kind of a show format. I write it on a legal pad.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of my homage to Tony Kornheiser. That's a whole different story. But every day I write that at the top of that legal pad. Every day. It's the date of the show, and I write POKE. Passion, opinion, knowledge, entertainment. If you are accomplishing those four things within your radio show, particularly the kind of show I do, a sports talk show, then you're checking the box. Let's start with passion. Generally a pretty passionate person about sports, a pretty energetic person about sports. I'm always amused when I meet people, you know, be it in town, at Wegmans, at games, whatever the case may be, and they're like, boy, you're just like you are on the radio. And I'm like, yeah, this is how I am. Like, if you were sitting next to me on a bar stool or just hanging out, like, this is how passionate I get about this stuff. And that's the number one thing I hear from my listeners, is they appreciate my energy and my passion. That they might not necessarily agree with what I'm saying, mm-hmm. but they enjoy the manner in which I deliver it, right? Like when you're carrying somebody home on the radio an afternoon drive, or even if they're listening later on, like they're looking to get away from, you know, whatever it is they're doing that day. At the end of the day, radio is kind of a diversion, right? So mm-hmm. there's passion. I always have passion. Opinion kind of speaks for itself, but it is something that maybe gets lost too often in a radio show because your listeners are looking for an opinion on something. They're looking for you to have a defined, clear take on, in my case, you know, Syracuse University basketball is a huge driver for us. So every day I've got to come on that show, especially during the season, and have an opinion about that team, where they're going, what they're doing. Like right now, as we speak, Syracuse is getting ready to play in the ACC tournament. They have to win the ACC tournament in order to go to the NCAA tournament. Like, this is a clear thing. So I've got an interesting discussion there about if they don't, is it a failed season? And so I don't think it's a failed season. I have to explain why.
Okay.
So there's the opinion part of it. Knowledge, you want to back your opinion up with facts. You want to back up your opinion with insight. Knowledge is not only what you've acquired by reading things and doing the research. And as I spoke about at the banquet you were at, Jay, knowledge is prep, and you're always prepping. Like you are, when you work in this industry, you're constantly prepping, you're constantly reading things, absorbing things. Social media is huge for that. When you're watching sports, you're kind of debating with yourself, like, okay, am I going to talk about this? And if the answer to that question is yes, that becomes how am I discussing this or writing about it in my case and all the things that I do. Entertainment is, how do I make this entertaining? Particularly for people that may not be hardcore sports fans. I always keep that in mind. It's my job to entertain people in the sense of the sports can get very in the weeds. It can get very analytical these days, but there's still a listener out there that doesn't do that. They just want to know, is this team good? You know, which football team should I pick this week? You know, they've been drawn into my show based on some of those other things we mentioned in the POKE scale. But at the end of the day, you got to keep that listener there. You got to entertain them. You got to hook them and keep them.
Right. So, and if you were to put that in radio terms, really, it's like the when you get into the weeds, you're really talking to the P1s. But if you want to be more of a Q magnet, you got to also cater to the casual sports fan.
Exactly right.
So I love the fact that you put POKE right at the top of the sheet as you're planning a show each day. So are you literally putting every topic through that filter to see how each break works, you know, within that structure?
I try to. You know, I don't always apply to it the way it should because let me give you an example. I was talking the other day about the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
and I broke my rule. I broke the opinion rule. I came on the show and I said, listen, it's my job to have an opinion here, but this is a case where we don't know enough to have a firm opinion. You know, I have an opinion about whether the Ivy League should have canceled their conference tournament or not, or what to do about going to games. I can kind of take what I know and go from there. But I said, I'm not going to throw the hammer down and say that these people are right or wrong. Syracuse University just moved classes online, and they're trying to determine what to do about athletic teams in the spring. You know, I can have an opinion about certain aspects of that. Like, they just shut down media interviews for the week, and I didn't feel that was something they should do. I think there was alternatives there. So you can have an opinion, but when you have to clarify it at times when it's beyond the scale. Like, this is real life interfering with sports. So I'll be honest with my listeners. We should add an honesty somewhere in the poke scale. It doesn't, you know, roll off the tongue as much, right? But being honest with your listeners is important. So I came on the air yesterday, and we were discussing this, and I said, I'm not an expert. I know what I know. Here's the information we have, and let's go from there. So that's where putting it through that filter doesn't always work. You know, and I remember hearing a quote from Bob Costas once, Jay, who was talking about, you know, sports talk radio and the First Take shows in the world and just all this massive of shows that have popped up, podcasts, of course, as well. And Bob said, you know, you can't possibly be that opinionated about something for 3 hours a day, every day, 5 days a week. And I'm like, you know what? He's right. There's things I want to do within the Poke Scale to be genuine with my listeners, and I think they appreciate that honesty. When I look at one of those four things and I'm like, okay, I may not be as passionate about this, opinionated about this, knowledgeable about this, or I can't entertain you today. Coronavirus is a serious discussion. So, you know, if you are entertained by it, that's fine. That's your choice. But you got to know when to break the rules, too, and let people know, like, today's a little different.
I think that's a really great point. And the way that you're talking about handling it, I think, is so smart, because if you had come out, if you think about covering the coronavirus, which so many shows are at the moment, every single day, and saying, how do I handle this? How do I approach it? And putting it through the scale, if you had just done a update on the coronavirus or handled it more like it sounded like it was coming from a hard news station, it would sound so out of left field. It would be antithesis to your brand. And so it's almost imperative that you come out and be honest with the audience about how you're going to handle it, or else it's going to come off like a train wreck and, again, not mesh with what people expect of you, right?
And knowledge is where it comes up on the Poke Scale, Jay, and that applies to guests. Like, if I don't know, get somebody on that does and can explain this,
right?
You know, whatever the case may be, about, you know, and this growing so many different layers, like schools that are canceling classes, events that are being canceled. What do I do as a fan? Do I go to games? And this is not going anywhere anytime soon. So knowledge becomes important about, you know, trusting sources, getting people on the air with you that can explain this. And if you're not knowledgeable about whatever subject can be, in this case it's coronavirus, but it could be, you know, about the 2-3 zone defense or, you know, something within the context of sports, well, get somebody on who is knowledgeable about it.
Right, right. And thinking about the way you were describing passion, do you think authenticity kind of goes part and parcel with that? Because it feels to me like, I mean, I guess you can be passionate without authenticity, but it seems like like you said, people come up to you and say that, you know, you're just like you are off the air and on the air. So people appreciate that, you know, they can kind of see through you when you're trying to be fake. Do you think those go together?
Yes.
Yeah.
They absolutely go together. And I have the great fortune to teach a class up at Syracuse University. And it focuses on interviewing. That's the name of the course, sports interviewing. But we certainly get into other aspects of sports media. And that's what I tell my students. I'm like, look, I'm on the radio for 10 hours a week. I'm doing a podcast where I'm talking to somebody for 45 minutes at a time. I got to be really good at what I do if I'm going to fake my way through that. I'm not an actor. Like, I can't do that. Like, how genuine the Poke Scale is, how genuine my opinions are, how genuine the approach to the show is, you can't hide that. That's the beauty of radio. You are exposed. You are out there. And people are going to make a judgment based on that. Just don't try and BS people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate that to this point, people recognize that. They're like, man, you were really upset about this, or man, I really appreciated your passion about this. If Bob Costas was right, like, you can't take it to, you know, 11 on every opinion, but when you do, like, people know, like, wow, he's usually pretty energetic, but he's really serious about this, right? I can tell, like, he's all in on this, right? So,
right.
Authenticity is you can't control it. You know, that's all judged by what your audience is listening to, and they're making that judgment. So you better be authentic, because people will appreciate that more. Right? We were just assessing honesty a little bit too. Authenticity kind of falls into that
mm-hmm.
discussion. But you're out there, man. You know, 10 hours a week, and I've been doing radio here in Central New York since, you know, 1996, believe it or not, back in '89. Back
yeah.
in the day, 89
yeah.
on the pulse, as it was when I worked there. So, you know, when you're on that much in the public eye, they're going to know. And thankfully, people still listen. So I guess I'm doing it right.
I think so. Yeah, and you know, I was thinking about opinion, and the media landscape obviously has changed to the point of being a gigantic blur. There's over 900,000 podcasts. You know, we know that it's more and more of a challenge to get younger people to listen to AM/FM radio. And so, and yet, it feels like maybe it's because the world is become a little more, you know, you have to be PC or whatever it is that a host comes on the air, be it on podcast or terrestrial radio or wherever, and they're afraid to give an opinion that's going to be controversial, or they're afraid to say something that might be taken the wrong way. And so do you find yourself, you know, take me through that process of coming up with an opinion. Do you always say, for example, the opinion you actually believe, or do you sometimes take a different opinion because you think you should for the show? Take me through that a little bit.
It's very important to me that my opinion, to go back to that word we used a minute ago, is authentic. It would be the same opinion if you saw me somewhere in public and asked me that question, which I get that a lot. I'm fortunate that, you know, people come up to me at Wegmans or come up to me, you know, wherever I am in Central New York, and if they're a fan of the show, inevitably a question will come up that they want my opinion on. What do you think of this? So that opinion better be the same in that situation as it is on the radio.
Yeah.
Authenticity is very important to me opinion-wise. I never play devil's advocate or just to kind of get a rise out of people. I will bring that up on the show. I'll be here's honesty again, too. Like, but I'll bring that up. I'll say, let's just play devil's advocate here and look at the other side, right? But my opinion, how I feel about it, authenticity is the most important thing to me, because then I'm selling it. I'm letting people know how I feel about it. I think flexibility is important in opinion. I'm very clear with my audience. My opinion can change based on new information, based on, you know, you can't just be stubborn about something just because this is how I feel about it. I think you've got to be flexible. You know, if I'm inviting people to discuss whatever my opinion is on something, you know, I'll be firm on certain things. Like, I'm not a believer that Jim Boeheim should play a man-to-man defense. And if somebody's going to call my radio show and make that case, you better make a really good case. I'm going to disagree with that, right? But it depends on the seriousness of the subject, too. You know, as we brought up with coronavirus, I don't think we're in a world where we can have a lot of takes on that. I think we just have to, like, see what the information bears and go from there. But if it's just a take of, I believe this team's going to win a championship and here's why, you know, that just lends itself to fun conversation, right? If I say, boy, the Yankees are going to win the World Series, and somebody calls up my show and says, no, the Astros are going to win the World Series. And I'm like, you're a moron, get off my air. Like, what does that do? What does that do? Because nobody really knows, right? So authenticity is critical in an opinion, because people will know if you're trying to BS them in that case. You're kind of poke them in the ribs a little bit.
Well, and so much of it, too, is character development and people getting to know you. So going, again, back to that brand set, right, they're going to immediately see through you if it doesn't mesh with the perception of who you are and what your show is.
And sorry to interrupt you, Jay, but like as you said, like I'm in a position where I've been in this market doing radio. I've lived here my entire life, and I've been doing radio here in some capacity since 1996, in Syracuse specifically, full-time since 2002, right?
Yeah.
So there are certain patterns that have built up there, and your P1 listeners, even just your regular listeners, like, they know certain things about me, like, that this flows over onto social media, right? Like,
right.
This time of year, perfect example, I don't like conference tournaments. I think they're fundraisers. I think they're a genuine waste of time in a lot of ways. I think we've had 4 months of college basketball. That tells me the teams should be in the tournament and should be not, right? Like, I don't
mm-hmm.
think a team that went, like North Carolina, for example, like, I know how good you are or how bad you are in this case. I don't think you deserve a chance to get the ACC's bid, right? So I've had
right.
that opinion for years. I can't all of a sudden, you know, come on the air today and have a different opinion, but if I do, I have to explain why.
Right.
You know, I've had an opinion for years that Pete Rose should not be in the Hall of Fame, and nothing has come along that has changed my opinion on that. So every time Hall of Fame time comes around, I hear from people, like, they'll even say, like, you still feel this way? Like, so that's good, because that brings people back, and they're almost saying, like, maybe he's, you know, not only to disagree and to argue, but, like, is this the year he's going to change his opinion on this, right? So that can actually help build a brand and build an awareness when people know what your opinion is, and kind of the way that it comes together and it's structured and it's changed, and even if they think you're stubborn about something, okay, great. Well, let's have a discussion.
Right. So, how does the poke scale work outside of? So, obviously, in sports where everyone has to have a hot take, you can see how a lot of these things really work, especially things like passion and opinion. So, let's say you're hosting a morning show or an afternoon show on a CHR. Hot AC station, do these principles still apply?
They absolutely still apply. I mean, if you look at passion, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a passionate person on the air, but you better be a passionate person about what you do. You better be a passionate person about the market that you work in, and that's essential
mm-hmm.
in our business these days. I'm fortunate to work for Galaxy Communications, which is, you know, Galaxy Media, as we call it now, which is hyper-local. Ed Levine, who owns our company, and our leadership group, it's down the hall. Like, if I need something, if I need whatever it is, I don't have to go through layers of corporate structure. And not to, you know, mock other companies over there, you know, that's fine if people work for iHeart or some of the Cumuluses of the world out there. But unfortunately, we've seen some layoffs, and we've seen this business drastically change in the last 5-6 years, right? So I appreciate the local aspect of that. So If you're a morning show, if you're a DJ, whatever role you're in, have passion about your job and what you do. Opinion, yeah, maybe that doesn't apply to some other walks of life as much in radio, but having an opinion about how you do what you do is important. And getting other people's opinions about how you do what you do is important. Knowledge speaks for itself, and we're all entertainers, right? No matter what
mm-hmm.
format you throw at me, we're all entertaining people, so... That's what I love about the poke scale. It does apply to pretty much everything you can do in this business.
Brent, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I hope people get some great lessons out of that. I know I did when I heard Adam talk about it. And it was a lot of things I was doing anyway. But when you can kind of center it and you can go back to something every day, it really helps. So I hope that it helps people out there as well.